As we move along through the session, one of your priority bills is continuing its journey on its way, hopefully, to the Senate floor for debate.
It is. This is a bill that says if you're an illegal immigrant and committed a felony and get deported out of the United States, if you come back inside the border state of Missouri, then you shall be arrested and you shall serve time in a Missouri penitentiary under Class B, which would be around 5 years. No ifs, ands, buts, whatever. It's interesting because a policeman in West Plains, a former policeman who now serves up here, told me about seeing someone on a train just sitting between cars, radio ahead, got the train stopped or got outside the city limits, stopped the guy. Of course, he couldn't talk to him in English, but then as soon as he found out what they were doing and they'd ran a profile on him, found out that he wasn't illegal, then suddenly he spoke English and wanted his lawyer. But he'd been deported 4 different times, but here he was back in Missouri and then had a rap sheet of all these felonies. And I'd like to stop that. Let them go to the sanctuary cities if they want to take them, but not in the state of Missouri. But regardless, I had a hearing on it this week. I had 3 liberal lawyers tell me it wasn't constitutional. I had it researched, and we had that ability to ask for outside research. Had immigration lawyers who had authority on immigration said, yes, it is legal. So it shall proceed. I was really happy about that. Hear that from 3 separate immigration lawyers that are professionals in nothing but immigration. Proceeding with that, so that'll be an interesting bill to bring up.
That has become a standard story that we're hearing all over the country of these repeat offenders who somehow managed to come back to the country, seemingly, rather, without any issue.
And that's not who we want around our kids. That's not who we want in our communities. It's like going to the prison and just saying, hey, just go run loose again. It's just like opening the prison doors and turning people loose, because these people have been convicted of felonies. I mean, not of just jaywalking, but of a severe crime, you know, rape, murder, robbery. People say, well, how'd they get back? Well, I think it'd be fairly easy. I haven't been there, but to go, you know, if you're deported, go to Mexico, get drugs, bring them back across the border. That'd pay for your fare back, and then go back to where you're at and then sell your drugs. I was told 75% of our drugs come from Mexico. That revolving door we have on the border down there, it hurts us all. I don't want those people in Missouri. We have too many good people to take care of and help out and stuff like that, and not these people that are going to be a menace to society.
Governor, this week giving his State of the State, which is the annual budget address, starting Monday. That's when the Senate Appropriations Committee starts to pour through what they've been given by the executive branch, and this is your first time on Senate Appropriations.
It is. The pro tem, Ron Richard, who I think is a friend of mine, but however he appointed me to that committee, it made me wonder. But no, he asked me to serve, and I did serve 4 years in the House on budget. It will be an interesting process and see how the Senate process works. So that'll be my first shot at it. And going over that, I've reviewed a little bit of what the governor said in his proposed budget, and kind of a game, in all honesty, it's played all the time. It looks really good to propose, you know, extra $100 million for schools, but not really had the money for it. But then it's a blame game just, well, I suggested, you know, $100 million for schools, but the legislative body just would not approve it. You know, blame them, not me. But that's just kind of a game that's played. So we'll sort through it and kind of see where we're at on money and what we can do and what we can't do. And schools are always the number one priority for us. I mean, that's a big pair debt, and then schools, the next bill up after that. Taking care of schools is important for us, but being watchful of that money, too.
The House is where the budget starts, or at least in this case, there's time between now and essentially the end of April to have this done. Although, as I say that, it is 3 months, but it does go by very quickly.
Yes, it does. It really does. And the House will start it. They have to approve it and send it over us, and we've got a deadline to get it done. And Senator Schaefer's been really good about that, listening, taking care of issues. And so it'll be an interesting year with it. And we don't have the funds that we went into as a surplus, but due to some additional Medicaid costs, I understand the surplus is all gone.